At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Welcome to Blunt Business. My name is Lauren Lee Martin, and today our very special guest is the author of the Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook, Feel Good, Food for Home Cooks, and has been featured on Bloomberg, The Guardian, High Times, Fast Company, Alternet, Huffington Post, Food Republic, and much more. Out of Boulder, Colorado, Robin Griggs Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. It's great to be here.
I'm absolutely thrilled you're here. I feel completely spoiled as I've had two powerful women in the cannabis industry on the show in a row, and it's exciting for me to be able to pick your brain for a segment. I love to get started by asking where it started. Was there a pivotal moment in your life where you thought, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
I think that pivotal moment here, which is kind of funny, but I think like a lot of people, I never ever thought that this is the industry I would end up in. I started out in green living, natural living. I ran a magazine for 11 years that I absolutely loved, called Natural Home, and it was all about green life, eating healthy and living healthy and non-toxic environments and all of that. So in 2009, while I was running that magazine, I got a prescription for cannabis, or a recommendation, sorry, wrong word, a recommendation for cannabis from my gynecologist, who was helping me out with some pretty severe dysmenorrhea. It's interesting. I didn't know anything about cannabis at that point. I hadn't really, just hadn't been in my world. I was a mom. I was a working mom. I was really busy. And so I just hadn't really been paying a lot of attention. And so when I first kind of started to get back into it, I was pretty, around. I didn't tell a lot of people. I didn't, I was a little bit like, I went to a dispensary in the next town over. I was very like, gosh, this isn't what volleyball moms do. And, the more I really realized how this fit with my lifestyle, with, I had tried so many things for my health issues. I'd even gone to pharmaceuticals to do. So to find something that was a natural, that was a plant, and that I didn't even have to smoke when I realized I could cook with it, it was just this whole revolution. And so, revelation. And so really, in 2011, when I left the magazine and had to do kind of a rethinking of where I wanted to go and what I wanted to be doing, cannabis just kept calling to me. And I knew that this cookbook needed to exist because I wanted it. And so I've always been the person who writes the book I need. And that's pretty much what I did with the cookbook. And that pretty much launched me in here. And I've never looked back.
Amazing. You said revolution. I think you meant revelation, but it is sort of a revolution.
A revolution in a lot of ways. Yeah,
it absolutely is. And what I've found is that a lot of people ended up having to defend their decision to like family and friends. You find yourself having to do that?
I did. It's interesting. I'd written 3 other books. My mom always had big book signings in the Midwestern town that I grew up in. This one, she didn't, right? She's coming around. She's okay. Definitely coming around, but she's of the generation that was really, really, really propagandized about this. And she has a really hard time, as much as I can, I can talk with her, and I for a good 10 years now about, the benefits and why it's not what the reefer madness is that they, told her when she was a kid, but it's really hard to shake that. So, we just kind of, we just keep having the conversation, and, she definitely, once in a while she'll posts on Facebook about cannabis, and it's a big breakthrough, right? But you know, I had friends who, you know, if, especially from the natural home world, from the green building world, and you know, so I had friends, you know, from all over the country because of that, and a ton of friends in Texas, and they were just so appalled. Just so, you know, wow. Begging me, please don't do this. Why are you doing this? We're afraid for you. And, you know, I understand. In Texas, you can lose your house for, you know, a mere possession charge. So I do understand, you know, where they were coming from. And again, it's I just had to see it as a great opportunity to keep going back and just, you know, say, why are you, you know, what do you think is the problem? Let me talk to you about, you know, all of the things. And, you know, I think one of the things that's always made me feel a little bit safer in a way is that I have been a bit of a public figure with it. And so, you know, if anything does happen, I'm kind of counting on a cannabis community of support.
Absolutely.
I feel like we all have each other's backs, right, in this. And that's something that maybe people outside the cannabis industry don't really understand.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you on that front. It is a community because we've had to start from this sort of place of advocacy in any business that we try to go into.
Yeah.
So I completely relate to that.
You know, and we still have so much to do, I think, is the thing. It's like, you know, we still have, you know, until it's federally legal, we're still advocates. We're still fighting. You know, this is still, you know, such a burning cause.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I admire when I was looking, you know, at your website and checking your bio out and just kind of look things up. One thing that I really loved is that, you know, you're using this cookbook as a way to normalize cannabis in everyday homes. So it's not so scary. Mm-hmm. You know, that word of normalize is really important because it kind of helps with attacking the stigma that's attached to it. And what a better way to do it than around the kitchen table, you know?
Right? Absolutely. I mean, everyone has to eat. Yeah. Well, and that was really, really something we thought very hard about, you know, in the design even of the book. I was almost hesitant to even put cannabis leaves on front. You know, we ended up putting the fresh leaves. You know, I really didn't want it to be tie-dye or anything. I mean, I wanted it to be something that you would, you know, have on your cookbook shelf and display proudly, and it wouldn't be weird. And that was really, you know, behind all the design of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I could put your cookbook along with several others and you wouldn't know just by looking at this is a cannabis cookbook.
Exactly. That was the idea. Yep.
Absolutely. So with your cookbook, and I know that you're an educator now, you have an online course where you're teaching people how to do this themselves. What is the overall mission and the vision of your brand? What do you see for yourself? What's the mission, the overall mission?
You know, the overall mission really is, as you said, normalization and education, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, lots of different branches of that. You know, I'm doing different writing for, you know, different monthly publications, et cetera. I'm in the process of, I'm in the worst part, the last month of history of cannabis food cookbook that goes all the way back to ancient India and comes all the way up to today, which is fascinating to see all of the connections, just even through the prohibition throughout time and all of it, which is amazing. So you know, that end of it is definitely keeping, you know, teaching people how to safely do this. The biggest thing, you know, I'm also just opened a company that we do, you know, we'll do a cooking course, you know, teach people how we're making their meals. So we'll make a meal with them, but it's also an educational thing so that they are learning why did we use this particular infusion recipe and why are we doing it this way? Because I think, you know, it's that whole teach a man to fish thing in a way, right?
Yes.
If people feel empowered, you know, they've got to, but it's, you know, and I'm going back to 2009 when I first started cooking with cannabis, there was so little that you could find. And what you could find was all in online forums, and it was scary, you know, like people were yelling at each other of which is the best way to do it. And if you do it this way, you're going to either, you know, waste all your cannabis or, you know, send yourself to the hospital or, you know, all these things. And I was like, oh my God, this is a terrifying thing to do. And that's when I started to reach out to the cannabis chefs. And I was like, and they were like, you don't know once you know the basics, you know? And so I just want to give that to everybody, like really get people to understand that you don't have to be terrified of this. And it can make such a huge difference, you know, just in your whole health, if you can incorporate this into your diet in a healthy, moderate, way. And, you know, again, this is it's a taking it from, you know, kind of an industry that's been that hasn't been as focused on kind of the nutrition side and the health, you know, all of that. It's been medicinal as opposed to a superfood. So really trying to bring it into a, you know, not because you have a certain ailment that you need to use it, but it's a whole element of your health. It's another aspect denied that we get to embrace and take back though. So really the whole purpose of the brand is to empower people to be able to do that for themselves.
Amazing. So we are going to have to go into a short break now, but when we come back, I do want to touch on what you just said about cannabis being a superfood. I'm really interested in that, especially as somebody who is admittedly terrible in the kitchen. So I would definitely like to know more about that when we come back from the break. I think we have so much to learn from you. We're going to take a short break right now. We'll be back with Robin Drakes Lawrence.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Thanks for joining us here at Blunt Business. I am Lauren Lee Martin. I'm here with Robin Drakes Lawrence, author and educator, and we've been talking about her book, Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook, and how she uses cannabis as a superfood. I said I wanted to talk more about that, and I absolutely do, because I am terrible in the kitchen, and I actually don't even know what people mean by superfood when they say that. I know when I think of superfood, I think of kale, and I think of maybe broccoli and other green things. But explain to me what you mean by cannabis being a superfood.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think superfood is kind of one of those that has gotten so bandied around now that everybody's like, hey, you know, this peach is a superfood, which, you know, it really is. I mean, I think anything that delivers, you know, such a, you know, a powerhouse of antioxidants and vitamins and, you know, all of, you know, so I think one people just that got lost kind of in translation and in prohibition and when we were really mostly only smoking is that cannabis is technically, and I've been calling it, and in my cookbook I called it a vegetable, but now that I've been doing all this research into the past, I'm realizing it was actually a fruit. It's considered a fruit, and that makes sense.
Wow.
Because it has seeds, right?
Right.
Cannabis we get mostly doesn't have seeds because it's in semilla and it's all been, you know, bred, but yes, it's a flower with a seed. So it is, you know, completely an edible thing. And if you go way back, the ethnobotanists believe that this is probably one of the first foods that people ate, right? So they just, you know, when they were hunting and gathering, there's a certain ethnobotanist who believes that that's why after they ate that, then they invented religion. right? So it's a super food with a twist. Right? It gave us everything. Yeah, but you know, so people have been eating this, and you know, actually the seeds still, and that's where, you know, we're getting hemp, right? We're getting, you know, hemp is kind of taking over because it's you know, easier in so many ways, regulatory wise and all of that. But, you know, hemp seeds are some of the most, you know, things that's around. You're full of amino acids, full of antioxidants, all of it. And so, you know, during times of famine in Asia, a lot of times that's what people would live on was cannabis seeds. So, so, you know, throughout the ages we've been eating this, and we just kind of forgot. And I think, you know, so so much of what happened in early days of cooking cannabis, you know, the early contemporary days, is it was all about pulling out the cannabinoids, all about really pulling out the THC, right? We just wanted to pull all that out so that you could get as high as you could on that food.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is, I think, just a really a whole evolution in how we're looking at it is now to be like, wait, there's way more to this plant than just that one cannabinoid. You know, there's all of this. So, you know, one of the things that I discovered when I started working on the cookbook was the whole benefits of eating it raw. And
yeah.
For most people, that doesn't even, you know, you don't get the psychoactive effects. You just get all of the nutrition and the and all of that. So, you know, in the summer when I juice every day, I can't wait to be doing that again because it just I can feel the difference. It's just it's a wonderful plant that we, you know, are just beginning to understand how to really use in all aspects for super health in the kitchen, you know, not just for getting high. And I don't, you know, this, I have no judgment on people who want to get the THC out and get high. I love that part too. But,
yeah.
You know, I just think that we can be much more holistic in how we're looking at this as an amazing plant that offers us not only that, but also, you know, we could live on this thing. We could literally eat this and live on this thing. So, you know, it's just
well, that sounds
amazing.
Like a super food to me. Yeah, just the word super right there.
Right?
All around.
I know.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I watched a YouTube video online on the Cannabis Cooking Channel where you were a guest and you created a vegan poke dish.
Yes, with Jeff, the 420 chef. Yes.
Yes. And you incorporated infused sesame oils, I think, is in
mm-hmm.
your dish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think he infused poke sauce, which, as you know, a person who's admittedly terrible in the kitchen, that it seemed genius to me. And it appears like, you know, cooking is an art form. It takes loads of creativity. Is that, I was sitting there imagining myself trying to create this. And I'm wondering if you have any tips or ideas of what, for somebody who's really fresh and new at this, or even just fresh at cooking, not just cannabis, but what's one of your dishes that you say, this is an easy starter dish? This is an easy one to start with. You know, I've made brownies in the past with butter and that sort of thing,
right.
But it didn't turn out very well.
Everybody's done the brownies.
Absolutely. Outside of the traditional go-to brownie, what would you recommend I start with?
You know, well, here's the thing. I mean, and that's where I love things like that poke sauce. Because, you know, it's literally a teaspoon of this, a teaspoon of that, you know, whatever of that, and mixing it. That's it, right? So a salad dressing, you know, I've got a bunch, you know, of simple salad dressings, or even just, you know, you can go online, vinaigrette, right? And as long as you have your infused olive oil, you can do that. The other thing I tell people is you don't even have to make anything. You know, some people put, you know, they just infuse cream or milk and put that in their tea or coffee, right? Or, you know, butter. Some people put butter in their tea, infused butter, which sounded really I tried it and it's actually really good.
Weird.
I know it does sound weird, but you know, it's you know, it's that same kind of, so it's just a little bit richer than putting in like some cream or whatever. But so that would work. I would say, you know, I just really think start with you know, you don't even have to cook, you know, the biggest thing is, once you have your infusion, if you can get an infusion down, if you know how, and I give in so many of my recipes, like at the traveljoints.com, I put up my super simple way to make the infusions. Because if you can do that, which is basically there of just putting, you know, combining your cannabis with your fat and putting it in a water bath in the crock pot. If you can do that, you can basically do anything. And so you decide how deep, you know, one other thing you need to note is you don't ever want to heat your cannabis up past about 300 degrees because you'll start to degrade the cannabinoids. But other than that, you know, I think I just start with things like, you know, there's a ganja java coffee in the cookbook that is basically just coffee and infused cream, right? Wow. So
I could do that. I'm a coffee lover, so I can absolutely.
Right, exactly. You know, and again, it comes back to what you're looking for. If you're looking to get high, you know, you're going to need to be a little bit more thoughtful in how you're doing it, and you're going to want to infuse all of that kind of stuff. If you're looking for just, you know, and health benefits, what I do a lot of days is just, you know, toss a flower into my smoothie. I can barely even taste it, you know, but it's, I'm getting, you know, all of the vitamins and nutrients, the health benefits. And I really feel, you know, I can't scientifically prove this, but mm-hmm. I feel a relaxation when I do that. I don't get high, but I do feel something from it. So I think, you know, again, it's just taking what you already and just being able to kind of replace it with something infused.
Absolutely. You know, I'm sitting here thinking while you're talking about what a financial benefit that might be too for people who need it medically, just because it can get expensive you know, get them the right medications and the right doses and figure out what works for you. But once you figure that out and being able to do it for yourself at home, I mean, what a benefit. You know, that just sounds,
it's huge. And one of the things that I've suggested to people is, you know, once you figure out, like, you know, because the next thing to figure out is how much is your dose, right? And, you know, everybody's different. You can only really figure that out for yourself. But once you do figure out your dose, what I do is just then I will pour the oil or the milk or whatever I'm making into ice cube trays with the exact perfect dose. So when I need my dose, right, to, you know, I'll pop it in and then, you know, I can, you know, unfreeze, what thaw. You know, and then I've got my perfect dose, right? And so it's just so simple. And you can just, you know, kind of get yourself into that routine where, and then again, it's all those things where it just becomes an everyday part of your life as opposed to this big, huge, scary thing.
Absolutely brilliant. That ice cube thing, I've never thought of that. That's amazing. We need to take a short break, but when we come back, I kind of want to talk a little bit more about your class online and the dedication that you put in your book as well, because I know that that's something important to you and to me as well. So if we could talk to you about that, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Robin Griggs Lawrence.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are talking about using cannabis in the kitchen with Robin Griggs Lawrence, who has been talking with us about cannabis being a superfood and getting out there and educating people about how to incorporate it in your everyday healthy life. Robin, thank you so much for being here.
This has been so fun.
So, Robin, you actually opened your book with a dedication to all those who have died, been in prison, persecuted because of the plant. And one thing I admire about you as a businesswoman in your history is that you always seem to have, in your history, you know, in other past jobs that you've had, is that you seem to have a sociological and grounded approach to success, making sure that you inform people about topics that are important to you, like being environmentally friendly, leaving a small carbon footprint, or advocating for certain inequities in the cannabis industry. What kind of inspired you to just have that be the forefront of your book and be make sure that that's important?
Wow, I'm so glad you brought this up. I feel like I never get to talk about it enough. What it came down to is it was really one of those, and thank you for saying that, because that really has been an important part of my whole career is to, I was like a work, and I thought if I'm not going to be with my, if it'll be with my kids and I'm going to be off doing something, it needs to be something that's making a better world for them. So that's really kind of been my driving thing for the whole thing. But, I was finishing up writing that book, and I was sitting on the sofa that I bought from my mom several years ago. List. And she told me the really harrowing story of her son, who was a 17-year-old kid, looked a lot like my son, who was shot by his grow that he had a cannabis grow outside of Boulder here. And it struck me so hard then that it was like this kid just got shot for something that we're all in Boulder sitting around talking about how can we make millions of dollars on, and that to me. Just not right. And, the thing, I got to say, he was a white kid. Not even getting into the whole racism entire prohibition is founded on. So I just, to me, it was like, it's a little bit, it's like pretty strident for a nice cookbook. But I think that no matter what, we can never, ever forget that while we are making money on this and having the best in the time of our life, we can to share it with people. There are people every day going to jail. We cannot forget that. And I feel like, we get too complacent. And a lot of times I go to, a lot of these great, big, huge, cannabis everything where, and I'm like, come on, where are we talking about this? Do we remember? I feel like in every presentation and everything, we need to remind people there are people sitting in jail right now for this. There are people whose lives have been ruined while we build ours. And we just can't forget that. And so, yeah. Step up the soapbox now, but it really is important to me.
It's an important thing to me as well. So I wanted to give you time to speak about that because it is something near to my heart too. Something I think about constantly, especially as different states right now are coming up with different social equity plans, just to try to make small reparations. Nothing that can really make a huge impact at this point, but it's something.
It is something.
So you're an educator as well as an author. You have an online cooking course called The Fundamentals of Cooking with Cannabis and Learning How to Make Your Own Cannabis-Infused Foods While Controlling the Dose, which is, extremely important, I believe.
Here's the deal, yes.
Just trying this out. As well as being an educator, you have an events company that you got started called CannabisKitchen.co, right? And that's where you can find or book with you. So tell me a little more about this events company, just because it sounds exciting. Like when you say this, what immediately came to my mind was, oh, bachelorette party.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. And so we went through a kind of thing where we thought, we would do like great big events and just, had to do a big pivot and realize that's actually not what we want to do. So what we're looking at is, groups of 6 to 20, maybe the most. So we get to have more intimacy and we get to have more, talking, but exactly bachelor parties. We did a girls group, we've done some, women's group who have come to get-togethers. And a lot of times, you know, they'll, there are a lot of the, you know, Airbnbs here in Boulder and Denver that are quite friendly to this and are fine with it. So as long as it's okay with the Airbnb owner, we'll just go and, you know, go bring everything to them. And, you know, one of the things is you know, that we'll have them basically almost like a blue apron or something, where, because we cannot supply cannabis. And that's one of the big things, I think, that we spend a lot of time working around, right? We cannot in any way supply cannabis. So them go buy their ingredients box from a dispensary that we work with here. And so they are legally buying it and paying their taxes to the state and doing everything as they should. And then we'll, you know, show them how we're working with it and teach them how to do it themselves. You know, so basically it took us a long time about this system because it's, you know, there's, it's still a lot of gray areas. You know, in every state. So this is how, and it's just, it's super fun. I mean, I love it because the people we meet are amazing. And I don't know, there's something about people who love cannabis that you just kind of know you're going to have a great night. Like you just, you know, I just, they're my favorite clients I've ever had. So, and it's great for me because it's a, yes, I know, right? We are. And it's not like, you know, and it's also, I love watching people cannabis dinner unfold. It's so much more fun than when people drink wine. You know, they just have much more interesting things to say. It doesn't get out of control. It's just, absolutely. I mean, it's just, it's, they're magical evenings.
It sounds absolutely magical. Yeah. Robin, your whole brand sounds magical to me. I'm so happy I got a chance to talk with you today.
Oh, thank you. This is so great.
Why don't you let our listeners know what the best way is to get in touch with you to benefit from your services before we sign off here?
So they can find me at, I have a couple different sites. RobinGriggsLawrence.com is my personal site. And it's RobinGriggsLawrence, Lawrence, LawrenceE.com. Cannabis.co is the event site. And CannabisKitchenCookbook.com is the cookbook site. And also I'm on Instagram at Cannabis underscore kitchen. And yeah, that's probably about
it. Awesome. Amazing. Well, thank you, Robin, for joining us. I am truly inspired and thrilled to have
time
to learn from you. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and now iHeartRadio. I've been your host, Lauren Lee Martin. Till next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit a Home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit a products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.